Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, glory to God. Bless his holy name. Amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul. And with all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. Oh, glory to God. Holy. I bless his holy. Holy, 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 holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Glory to God. I just declare I will bless his name on tonight. I bless his name. I bless his name. I bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Do you bless his name on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The psalm says, amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory be to God. And let us glory to God, exalt his name together. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless each of you on tonight. We want to welcome you to this Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight as you're coming in. Come on in. We just listen. Want to ask you to invite someone else to come in with you on tonight. Glory to God. Just as you come in, think about that next person. Think about somebody that you wanted to remember that you forgot to tell about the Prayer News Network Global. But listen, while we're getting set up, we want you to go ahead now, make that call, send out that text message on tonight, invite them to come to the Prayer News Network Global. Listen, tell them that the Lord has a blessing with their name on it. So go ahead and invite them to come on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. We want you to invite as many people as you can, glory to God, because we have something good. And God is doing great things here on the Prayer News Network Global, and we want somebody else to know. Listen, when you have something good, you just want to share it. And we just want you to share it, share it, share it. Amen. Truly, God is doing great things in our lives, and we're grateful for all that he's doing. We want to welcome on tonight all of our listeners from all 59-plus countries that you're listening from. No matter what time these airwaves hit your ears, we just want to let you know that you are welcome. Not only that, we just want to thank you. Thank you for coming to listen in with us here, to be with us here on this broadcast. God, as we said, he's doing great things. He's expanding our borders. We are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing on tonight. Truly, people of God, we can say the Lord has done us well. Can you say that? Can you say that on tonight? Can you say that on tonight that the Lord has done you well on tonight? Glory be to God. I believe we have that testimony. I believe we have that testimony on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. I just believe that we have that testimony on tonight. Amen. So as you're coming in, amen, Jesus, as you're coming in, again, invite someone else to come in. We are grateful for what the Lord is doing. Have we not been blessed these past couple of nights here on the Prayer News Network Global? Have we not been blessed? Yes, we have, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord for all that he is doing. Just want to thank God on tonight, as we always do, for our leaders. We're thanking him, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking him on tonight. Glory be to God, for he's the head of this work. He's the head of this line. He's the head of this outreach. And I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I'm loving what the Lord is doing. I'm grateful that he has selected me. He selected you to be a part of this outreach ministry. Amen. We're just so very grateful. Whatever capacity, whether you're a listener, whether you invite people to come, whether you send out the broadcast, whether you go out on Facebook and tag, however you're helping to get this word out, we just thank God for each of you. Amen. We thank him on tonight, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him and for, glory to God, Lady Huggins James, thanking the Lord for her out of Trinidad, thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina out of Gainesville, for Lady Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor Sr., out of Albany, Georgia, and for Mother Taylor, Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking the Lord for her. We thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each of them. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for them. Listen, people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for you tonight. Thanking the Lord tonight for our prayer warriors, our scripture reader, whatever capacity. Thank you for those of you that are praying for this broadcast, those of you that are part, those of you that have participated in any manner, in any way. We just want to let you know we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for our founding father of the S.C. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Dr. S.D. James, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him. He has gone on to be with the Lord. But we fail not to give God thanks and praise for him because he was certainly a trailblazer. He was a trailblazer, and he certainly showed us how to do it by traveling up and down the road through the aisles of the sea. I'm telling you, just about everywhere. I'm not sure how many countries he touched, how many lives he touched, but we thank God for his labor, and because of his labor, here we are. Amen. Here we are now, people of God, just picking up the torch and continuing to go on. And however the Lord wants to do it, we're here, we're open, we're available, and we just give God thanks and we give God praise for him again. We're thanking the Lord for on tonight for Mother Carrie James, thanking the Lord for her, the first family, thanking God for your leaders on tonight. Your leaders, whatever they are, we thank God for all of the leaders that have come to the line and that are coming to the line. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you always for coming to be with us. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you, people of God. And listen, you know, sometimes when you get into that moment of reality and you really realize what the Lord is doing, when you really realize the measure of what God is doing, you just get overwhelmed. You just get overwhelmed with gratitude, glory to God, because you realize he didn't have to do it, but he did. So we're so grateful again tonight. We thank God for each of you, people of God. Get your pen and your pencils ready on tonight. Get them ready. Get them ready. Get them ready, because truly there is a word from the Lord. I'm just excited tonight. I'm in a grateful moment tonight. I'm grateful. I am. My heart is just overwhelmed on tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done, when I think, glory to God, of the vision, when I think of the plan, when I think of the purpose that the Lord has for me and what he has for you, I just get overwhelmed with gratitude. It's a humbling situation. It's a very humbling situation. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, again, pull it on in. Get your hearts ready on tonight. Get your spirit ready on tonight to hear what the Lord will say unto us. Don't forget as well, go ahead and tag a couple of people. Tag a couple of people on tonight. Let them know. Let them know. Glory be to God that the PNN broadcast is live. Let them know that we're live on tonight. Glory to God. And while you're doing all of that, Lord God, and you bring your hearts and your mind in, we're going to ask on tonight, Missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come, if she would sanctify the line for us on tonight. And then after her, we're going to ask on tonight, Sister Mary Hollins, if she would come, glory to God, right after our prayer, if she would come with our scripture. And then immediately after her, we're going to have a solo by Sister Clarissa Johnson. Amen. In that order on tonight, glory to God, Missionary Fan, you have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord, for he is Lord, for he is Lord, for he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord, for he is Lord, for he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name tonight, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your love towards us tonight, Lord God. We come to say we appreciate you tonight, Lord God, for being Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, and we give you the praise. We come this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, once again. Lord God, we ask you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and hear our prayer tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, repenting, Lord God, for anything that we may have done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. Any sin, Lord God, that we may have committed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight repenting and asking you, Lord God, to look upon our hearts, Lord God, and forgive us tonight, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that may keep us from you tonight, Lord God. Any fault, Lord God, we may have fault that just wasn't like you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight asking you to look upon us, Lord God. Each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. Far and near, Lord God. Name by name, Lord God. Each and every one of us that represent our home tonight. Whether we in a car, Lord God, whether we on our job, or whether we in our home, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy and forgive us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, and praising you, Lord God, for being Lord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for rising from the dead, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you knew that we need a Savior. And we thank you right now, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you right now. We lift you up, Lord God, because you're worthy. We thank you, Lord God, for another day's journey, Lord God. We just glorify your holy name. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God. Look down upon, Lord God, the bereaved family tonight, Lord God. That mother, Lord God, that father that's grieving for their child, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, ask you to touch their hearts, Lord God, and be the lift of their head, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, once again, Lord God, on the lost souls, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, is there any on the line tonight, Lord God, that needs salvation, Lord God? We asking you to move tonight, Lord God, by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save tonight, Lord God. Deliver tonight, Lord God. Set free in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those that need understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, for each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We understand that some, Lord God, come looking for one thing and some come looking for another. But, Lord God, we know you are a supplier, Lord God, and you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Let your will be done tonight, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord, whatever you fight our hands to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say yes tonight, Lord God. Yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way tonight on the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the speaker tonight, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And after we hear it, Lord God, let us be a doer of your word tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless right now. In the name of Jesus, Mr. Bradley. In the name of Jesus, touch her right now. Strengthen the Lord God, move on her behalf, Lord God. For you see and you know everything, Lord God. And we ask you this day, Lord God, that move, Lord God, and bless her real good in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we'll give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We appreciate you so much, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate you so much, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we'll forever, Lord God, forever give your name the praise. Forever lift you up, Lord God. Forever lift you up, Lord God, because you are truly worthy, Lord God, of every praise, of every hallelujah, of every thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, and we glorify you right now. We lift you up. We do appreciate you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Sister Mary, for our scripture reading.
We give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading tonight will be coming from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, the 1st through the 13th verse. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for their life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nation be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me they have fled and have stayed, and I have showed. Then there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? I have read to you the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, the 1st to the 13th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you tonight, Sister Holland, for our scripture reading. Glory to God. What a promise. What a promise by the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's certainly one of my favorite scriptures, one of my favorite chapters right there. Glory to God, just showing us the divine protection of the Lord, divine protection, glory to God. And how many know we need divine protection from the Lord, glory to God, from dangers seen and unseen. But he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, for the precious promises of the Lord. Thank God again for the scripture, for the prayer. And we're going to ask if Sister Clarissa Johnson, if you're on the line tonight, amen, glory to God, if you would grace us tonight with the solo, glory be to God.
Praise God.
Praise Him.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, praise God. I need be yours. I need be every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, and thee, oh, I need thee. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Hallelujah.
Indeed. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
Yes.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior, my Savior. I come to thee, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Ooh.
I need you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I need you, Lord.
Ooh, ha, ya, ya, ya.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord of God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, come on. Glory to God. Come on and tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. You need the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Come on. Lift those voices unto him on tonight. Glory be to God. We need him. Glory to God. We need him. We need him. Glory to God. More and more every day. We need him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight for that sweet worship. Amen. That sweet worship on tonight. Glory to God. Just ushering in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, we're not going to hold you tonight, but we are ready for the word. Glory to God. We are ready, ready, ready. Listen, we want you to stay right there in that sweet worship on tonight. Glory to God. Needing him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Needing him. Glory to God. And he is here for us on tonight. And people of God, without further ado on tonight, we're going to present to some and to others our speaker for tonight. None other than one of our PNN advisors, no stranger at all. Tonight, people of God, coming from Lawrenceville, Georgia, we want you to receive God's messenger for tonight, none other than Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Oh.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
We need you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, oh, glory, oh, glory.
We need you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory.
Lord God, if you put to your name,
glory.
Oh, you are high. You lift it up. Die. And your train. I wanted to feel the temper tonight. Feel the temper tonight. God, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Feel the temper tonight. Where we sit. Lord, feel the
temper tonight. Where we sit. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Come. You're welcome.
Yes,
hey. You're welcome. Hey. You're welcome to restore. You're welcome to renew. You're welcome to heal. You're welcome to deliver. You're welcome to set the captive free.
Yes,
you're welcome, Father, to lift up. You're welcome to restore us. You're welcome by us. You are welcome to save us. You are welcome, God, in all our situations to bless us.
Yes.
You are welcome to lead and guide and direct us. You are so welcome. You are welcome to forgive us, pardon us of all our sin and transgressions. Father, you are welcome to renew minds. You are welcome, Father, in the name of Jesus, to create within us a clean heart. You are welcome, God, to renew a right spirit tonight. You are so welcome. Your anointing is welcome to destroy every yoke in our lives. You're welcome tonight to bind up the will of the enemy. You're welcome to strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we've been torn down. You're so welcome. You're welcome to do your will or your bidding in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for that, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. You're welcome to cover us in the shed blood. You're so welcome. You're welcome to bless your people tonight, far and near, in the name of Jesus, every leader. You're welcome to shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, for guide and direct their path in the way you desire them to go, you're welcome. You're welcome to continue to bless Minister Bradley, continue to lift her, encourage her, continue leading God and direct her in the way you desire her to go. You're welcome, God, to even God, even the more to reveal yourself, even the more unto her, God, of all of us, of who you are. In the name of Jesus, you're welcome to heal of all manner of sickness and diseases. You're so welcome to do what you will tonight. You're welcome to anoint my lips of clay. Anoint it, God, that I speak as the orders of God. And let the work be of you and not be of myself. In the name of Jesus, bless every leader, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, and help the body of Christ from all four corners of the earth. Bless them, Father, as you see fit. All those in leadership and pulling down on the strongholds. In the name of Jesus, those in mourning, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that lack, because you're more than enough. In your son Jesus' name, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor and we give you praise. In that son Jesus' name, we say thank you. Thank you. We say thank you. We love and adore you. Bless this ministry and the work of Minister Bradley Hand. Father, you welcome. We thank you. We thank you. We love and adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sometimes, saints, you got to praise your way out. Sometimes, saints, when the praises come and when the Spirit of the Lord is there to lift us and whatever your needs are, we can get in the flow of the Spirit. And we just get in the flow of the Spirit and let God do what God wants to do in us. And through us, and for us. Spirit of God moving greatly. We have to catch on. We have to flag it. And have to get in that flow. And let God raise us up. Let God raise us up. Wherever we sit, in our minds, in our hearts, and in our spirit, let God raise us up. We are grateful tonight for the leaders all over. We are thankful for your leaders, my leaders, We're so thankful for all the first ladies. We're thankful. We love the Lord tonight. We appreciate him. I thank God for my family, your family. Like I said, for and near. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. I'm grateful tonight, saints, just to be with you. We're going to come tonight and hope not to be before you long tonight. But if you would just lean at you just for a few minutes. And the word of the Lord comes tonight from Philippians chapter 2. I would choose a topic tonight, healing for the mind, spirit, and body. See, that's what God wants to do, and that's what we have need of the Lord to do. Healing for the mind, spirit, and body. For the mind, spirit, and body. We have need of God's healing tonight. For whatever we're going through, we have need of God's total and complete deliverance tonight. 2 says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, remember that word, in Christ, comfort of love. If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, it says, fulfill my joy. Uh-huh. Fulfill ye my joy. Mm-hmm. That ye may, that ye be like-minded. Fulfill ye my joy. That ye be like-minded. Having the same love. The same love. Of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. God want us to, if there be any consolation, if there be any compassion, if there be any mercy, if there be any forgiveness, if there be any upholding each other accountable, if there be any strengthening those that are weak, building those up that have been torn down, healing the sick, raising the dead out of dead places and situations, if there be any consolation, whatever it is you may be going through, anyone that where you may be falling short, or if there be any consolation, and we see someone in a lesser state than we are, God don't want us thinking on ourselves all the time. God want us to look on others more so than ourselves. Be in the consolation in Christ, in the comfort of love, if in the fellowship of the Spirit, in the vows of mercy. He said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Then verse 4 says, look not every man on his own thing, but every man owes, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wherever the Lord saw a need, he was there to fulfill the need. If there was a lack
he fulfilled the lack. And whatever he done, he did not go and make sure. He run and told somebody, look what I done. No. Whomever he done, whatever he done for the person, they went and told the story. Said, come see a man. Come see a man that don't told me everything about myself. Come see a man. See, when we do good towards others, and we're not thinking on things of ourselves, everything about me, mine. And when it's me, myself, and I, then I don't leave no room or no space to do nothing for no one else. Or I don't leave no space for no one to come in my space. Because a lot of us, we are saints. And we don't want no one in our space. We don't want no one to come. Especially you people that have been hurt. And you're a person that been hurt or we call looked over or you've been pushed aside, you've been criticized, and we forget. That's why Jesus came. That's why he came, because he knew all these things. He said that you're going to have trouble in the world. He said these things got to happen to you, that because it happened to me, we got to arm ourselves likewise, that these things going to happen to you. That's why he wants this mind to be in us. Be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, that when these things begin to happen to us, we have to look unto the author in the very finish of our faith. We have to look unto the hill for which is coming to our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. And when things begin to go south or things begin to go wrong, sometimes things go wrong do not mean you out. Sometimes things go wrong that God may prove to you and others, most so other who he is in you. That's why we have to take on the mind of Christ and not take everything so offensive. When people say something or when people do something, then you got to wonder, for I believe in my heart they love God. But then, Lord, something got to be wrong somewhere. Why you say that? I'm glad someone asked the question. Because when I take on the mind of Christ, and then if I'm doing the things that be pleasing, when I take on the mind and the thought of God, then if I find myself doing something towards you that I shouldn't, then something about the Holy Ghost should caution me and say, no. Something about the Spirit of the living God, the Word of God, should caution me and say, no. Because what you're doing to others, that same thing going to be done to you. For that you measure to others, it's going to be measured back to you. And if we take on the mind of Christ and we ourselves don't do nothing for vain glory, nothing to be looked up on, nothing to be lifted up, nothing to be praised, but let the praises be unto the Lord. And let the work be of God. And we don't set out to do hurt nor harm no one. Even if someone did hurt you, so be it. Take on the mind of Christ. Did no one wrong. And he didn't come to make no reputation for himself. He came to be beat. He came to be stricken. He came to be mocked. He came to suffer for us. And he's our great example. That these things must be to prove what salt we are made of, to show us who it is that in us, working in us and through us. For it is the Christ in us is the very hope of glory. And when people see that you haven't done no wrong, but you accused of, then they can see that you love in spite of. And you help in spite of. Then they can see God in you. They can see the glory of God resting up on you. But if we start retaliating, when we start retaliating and we're going to get back on, or we say little smack words, or we say things as if people don't know who you're talking about. And we begin to say stuff and as God don't really understand who it is that you're talking about. Instead of only going to whom I have the ought with, return back to the person I have the ought with, and I go make make it right. I'm going to straighten it out. And it was a song that said, come on, set yourself down. Straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Let us come on here and reason together. Let us find out what it is that what I offended you so I can make it right. So I can get the pathway straight. I don't want to walk in a way that seems right, feel right. I don't want to become in a self-righteous state of mind. I don't want my own vain glory. I don't want to do railing for railing or evil for evil. That's not the will of God. That's not the will of God for those that will follow after him and those going to have like mind like him and those that going to be on one accord with him. And then we got to be on one accord. We must be on one accord, on one mind. And if they're going to be in a fellowship in Christ and fellowship with one another in Christ, we have to come to ourselves. We have to come to ourselves. And forgive those that trespass against you. Forgive them. It wasn't so much in the world that you to Jesus. It wasn't the world. It's those that should have been looking for him. It's those that said they knew him. But we get persecuted. We take it to heart instead of taking unto the glory of God. And begin to praise God that you thought enough of me, Father, that you will allow me to face such a contract, or you will allow me to face such a thing. You will allow me to be confronted with such evil. You thought enough of me, and you didn't leave me in it, even when my strength was a little strength. Hey, when I had just a little strength, and I had been beat so bad. I had just been beat down in the way of my, but I had a little strength. And you raised me up. And not only that, you fulfilled my joy. My joy was low. So when your joy is low, you have no strength. You have little strength. But when your joy is being fulfilled, and when you're fulfilling it, the will of the Lord, then God can fill you up and your cup can run over. He says, let this mind be in me. It said in you, I'm taking it personal, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it's not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took up on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. That's what he did. That's what he did. Why did he do that? He did it for me and he done it for you. He didn't make no reputation for himself. He took on the form of a servant, even though he was the Son of God. He took on the form of a servant because you got a great, you have to become a servant. You are a servant. And when we get tired than knowing that whatever gift God has gifted you with, you're still a servant. Dirt, talking about dirt, and all of it is a servant. You're still a servant. Don't matter what, how high I go, I'm still a servant. Don't matter how wealthy people are, they have servants serving them, but they still a servant. They got to serve somebody. They going to serve something if it ain't nothing but the wealth. And then they serve it. See, how can I get more wealth? And how do I keep the wealth I have? So we are servants. We have to not forget that we are servants in the service of the Lord. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. See, we don't want to become obedient to death, dying out of ourselves, dying out of our ways, dying out to doing my own thing, dying out of any jealous and malice, dying out of being hard-hearted. And some of us are some of the most hard-hearted people, and God be going to deliver you out of that same thing, out of the same thing. And somebody else get caught up in it, and they're going through it. And we are so selfish. And we soon forget what God brought you from and what God delivered you out of. And then we want to beat, then we start beating down on others. But still saying, look, that's where you should have compassion. You should have a bowels of mercy. God delivered me. I did it. I backslid. I done things that I shouldn't have done. Words I shouldn't have spoke. I went in ways I shouldn't have went in. I walked in ways I shouldn't have walked in. I touched things I shouldn't have touched. I looked at things I shouldn't have looked at. I was partaking things I should have been partaking in. But the Lord delivered me. The Lord delivered me. Not only did God deliver me, God restored me. God revived me. God renewed me. God brought me back. And then God fulfilled my joy. Hey, God healed me. That now I have no bitterness. I was in a bitter place. I was been hurt so much. And I was vulnerable. And it looked like some people take advantage of my kindness. But the Lord brought you out. Now he's saying you ought to know how to conduct yourself. Because you were once in that place. And Jesus said, and I am acquainted with all your grief. Hey, you're not telling me something that I don't understand. You remember, I went through that for you. Now you got to go through for somebody else. Your body got to be broken for someone else. We got to die daily for someone else. And the Lord don't want us to forget. He don't want us to forget for where he brought us from. He don't want us to forget of all of the goodness he done. And all our righteousness as filthy rags that in us shall boast. And if God don't start in the good work, he gonna finish it. Do we remember Jonah's gonna take off and go do his own thing, gonna go the way he wanna go, and gonna stop along the way just because the Lord changed his mind about destroying the people, and he wasn't gonna go to Nineveh. Lord, we are so excited when God is, and we want to say God is paying them back for what they done to me. But you know, God don't set up people. Do you not know the Lord do not get no pleasure out of no one being hurt? God don't set up. I'm waiting for honor or you to make a mistake so I can beat you on the head. Do you not know God don't get no prayers out of me stumbling? God don't get no prayers out of me doing wrong. Do you get prayers when you tell your children to go wash the dishes and they go do something else? You don't get no prayers out of your children being disobedient, but you still love them. You don't get no prayers when your children go out there and you told them not to do, they get in trouble. It don't give you no pleasure. But then your children, you still love them. Same thing about the Lord. He don't get no pleasure when he see us not allowing his mind to be in us that is also in him. He's not sitting up waiting for your errors and mistakes so he can point his finger. He's not waiting for that. He got better things to do. Point out all your faults, all your errors and mistakes, and all you try to do, you still come up short. Why you say that? Paul said, when I went to do good, when I go to do good, evil's present. Sometimes I do things I shouldn't do. I have faults I ought not to have. My mind wonders, but thanks be to God. For renewed mind. Thanks be to God that I can take that very same word and I can bring my mind under and back in. But I must tell myself the full truth.
that I could be made free. So the Lord don't want us just tearing each other down. He wants us to build each other up. If Cece and I, Minister Bradley, had a falling out, everybody don't have to know she and I had a falling out. Because it wasn't between she and everyone else. It was just between she and I. And we could straighten that out. And we could go on as if there had never been a falling out. If there be any mercy, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, that's what we would do. That's what we would do. Come, sit down, let's reason together. I'm sorry, sis. You kind of deterred me on something, and I just didn't get quite understand. What did I do? I need you to help me to understand, because I don't want to walk around here in a way that seems right, and I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, and I have offended you. I want to make it right. I want to get it right, because the Lord not going to pay me for your work. Neither he going to pay you for my work. He's going to pay each and every last one of us for our own deeds that are done in our body. The song said, may the work I've done speak for me. It gon' speak. It gon' speak. And none of us do things the same way. None of us preach the same. None of us talk the same. Okay? None of us express ourselves the same. If someone says, I need $1,000, and someone else speaks so softly and so sweet and tender, and someone else speaks with a high-pitched voice, do it not at the high-pitched voice. Let you have the $1,000 just because they have a high-pitched voice. You don't say, no, I don't want it from you because you have a high-pitched voice, and I don't like the way your voice is. I don't appreciate the way you express it yourself. You have a need, and therefore you're not going to receive the need just because I have a high-pitched voice. So what? God uses to bless people. But we find too many faults, and you know the little foxes, the stars divide. It's them little things. Don't mind up to a hill of beans. Your words is your debit card. It's going to either say approved transaction. When it says approved transaction, that represents your action. Or your words. It's either going to, your words going to, like your debit card, it's going to approve the transaction. Or it's going to say, it's insignificant funds. You're talking loud and saying nothing. You don't have no sufficient funds. Your words, your debit card is not approved. So we have to be so careful in this day and time. And we have to be mindful. And then when you catch people hurting people, hurt people. Some people are aware, some people not aware. But through love and kindness have I drawn thee. When we allow this mind to be in us that is also in Christ Jesus, then love and kindness, we can draw someone. That was a power. Well, it doesn't matter how God wants to send the vessel or thing of deliverance or whom he chooses to send it through. You just want to be positioned to receive it. I'm not going to receive it from her or him. I heard them say this and I heard them say that, but do you know whether it was true or not? You don't know. But you have a need. And God sent it, and you refuse it. Then you go back to him, asking him to supply that need. I sent it, and you refuse it. I sent your deliverance, and you refuse it.
I sent you help, and you refuse it. I sent joy. I sent you on the wind. I sent you joy. I sent comfort. I sent peace. I sent restoration. You refuse it. That's why we have to be so careful what we say about one another, because we can block people's blessings. Everybody's mind not equipped the same. Everybody's mind don't function the same. Everybody's mind can't handle the same thing. I can hear something and overlook it. You can hear something and overlook it. Everybody's not equipped the same way. It can become a hindrance and a stumbling block. That's why we got to be careful. We have to allow this mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to allow it. And the Lord wants us to have his mind. The Lord wants us delivered. God wants us set free. God wants us to think on things that are good things, that be in the consolation. We have to think on the good things. We have to think on truthful things. We have to think on right things. We have to think on lovely things. We have to think on those things that gonna bring us peace. And if you keep thinking on things that brought you a displeasure, and you can't let it go, and you can't get healed, you can't get delivered from it, because you won't allow it to go. You keep having it and holding on to it. And it want to get out. It wants you to free it so it can go, so you can experience the freedom of letting this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. I'm set in the midst and heard people conversation about me, and I laugh. Why did I laugh? That's your fault. Not mine. That's your feeling. Not mine. So be it unto you. So if a man thinketh, so is he. That's not my thought. That's not my feeling. And we got to mature and grow up until this man, Christ Jesus, unto being like him. Fashion and form. Him form in us. And we have to drop off the dead weight, flesh realm, and walk into the spirit realm, that we may not fulfill the lust of our flesh. We got to lay aside all the weight in the sin that do so easily beset us, so we can run this race with patience. Where is the race that's before us? We got to let go of the past. Holding on to the past, therefore you cannot move into the present nor your future. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He did it for who? For you and I. Jesus came in this world. It was God's will. It was the will of the Father that he went through what he went through. It was the will of the Father that he be confronted with obstacles. It was the will of the Father that he be stricken. It was the will of the Father that all manners of evil about him. He was called everything but a child of God. They just said that he's the son. No, we can't say he's the son. We can't say that, because then he gonna know we believe he's the son of God. We can't say, oh, he do this work and can't do it. He couldn't do this kind of work and stuff. God be with him. Now we can't let him know that we believe that. He already have a thought. God already know your very thought. He know your thoughts better for all. And we sitting there having a conversation as if he don't know. Let nothing be done in vain, glory. Let nothing be done in vain. And please let us not do nothing to be seen. Because right there and then, we already got our pay. We got our reward. Everything we do, let us do it to the glory and honor of the Lord. And if whatever you lend, that's lending unto the Lord. Whatever you give, that's given unto the Lord. Because sometimes you may lend. In the name of lending, you may not get it back. So if you do it as doing it unto the Lord, it takes the stain off it. Take the stain out of it. Take the stain off it. I'm serious. So we have to allow this mind to be in us. We have to find out what type of mind Christ has. A mind of righteousness. A just mind. A mind of love, peace, joy. A mind of forgiveness. A mind of doing the will of his Father by all means necessary. Jesus knew he came to die for the world. That was God's purpose, that he died for the sins of the world. And if we get involved with anything, if we not going to die out for the sins of the world, the people, and this was written to us, it was written to the believers. The word of God was written to the believers. Paul wanted to make sure we understood. Death. Sometimes I have thoughts that I shouldn't. Sometimes I do things that I ought not. But the Lord, when you're weak, he's strong. He's strong. What you mean when you're weak? Sometimes we take that word weak as permission to do wrong. No, that's not right. That's not what he means. When you weak, when I fall weak, that's not. Oh, the Lord know we're going to be weak. We're going to fall weak sometimes. We're going to do things sometimes we ain't got no. The Lord already know that. He already know that. And he do not give me permission to do wrong. Weakness do not mean just because you're falling into devil's temptation or situation for me to go do wrong. He said you need to put up some resistance, Ollie. And if you resist it, it'll flee from you. Though you are weak in your flesh, but my spirit in you is strong. My spirit in you is made alive. It's strong. The flesh indeed is weak. Spirit of the living God in you is strong. Yield not to the will of the flesh. Because if I serve the flesh, I'm going to die to the flesh. If I serve the Spirit, I'll live unto the Spirit. It's life in this, yielding myself to the Spirit of the living God, his word. It's life, and it's life more abundant. So God wants us to rise up. He wants us to encourage one another, uplift one another, uphold one another, and hold each other accountable. And he don't want us to beat each other down. But he wants to heal us where you hurt. He wants to heal you where you hurt. If you're hurting in your mind, he wants to heal it. If you're hurting in your spirit, he wants to heal it. If we're hurting in our body, he wants to heal it. And Philippians chapter 2 is a word of healing. It's a word telling us he wants to fulfill ye my joy, that you'll be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind towards one another and towards God. Esteem others better than you do yourself. Let the work and let the power be of God and not yourself. Well, when I start praising myself, look out. So praise is going to him. Let someone else esteem you. Allow someone else to do the esteem, and you esteem someone else. We got to allow God in us, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We got to know that that we can be by the word of spirit now. When we start allowing this mind to be in us, we can be. Everything the word said we can be, we can be. Everything the word said we are already that. Already that and more. We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves us. We're more than. We're more than. And he come tonight to remind us, to remind me, to remind me, you got to allow this mind. I'm not going to break in. I'm not going to take nothing out that door down. But by all means necessary, you're mine. And I love you. I'll do what it takes to get your attention, though. Oh, yeah. You're going to go through some stuff, but I'll get your attention. And you got to realize, saints, we must realize you're going through because of anointing on you. It's a tough anointing on your life. And the enemy knows it. Do we know it? You're facing all sick of all you're facing all sorts of stuff. It's because of the Christ in you. And the enemy sees him. And he knows that. It's a power work. It's in you. In you. And it is visible. And he's trying to suck what? He's trying to shift you like wheat. He's trying to rob you of your strength. He want to shift you of your hope. Shift you of your joy. He want to shift you of your peace. He want to shift you of making good, sound decisions. He want to shift you of your relationship. That's what the enemy come to do. We don't want to do his job, but him. But he comes to sift you like wheat. But we more than conquerors. I know we are. I know we are. Because the word say we are. I know we more than the conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. I know we are. He wants to heal you where you hurt tonight. Whether it's mental, physical, emotion, spiritual, financial, it doesn't matter. He wants to heal you where you hurt tonight. And when we begin to let this mind be in us, we begin to think like he thinks. We begin to walk like he walks, talk like he talks. We take that word and rebuke our own self with it. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. See, some children don't need no one watching them. They're going to do just what mom and daddy don't left instruction. And then when mom and daddy give them a task and they finish that task, then you obey more out of their presence than you did when they was pressed. And that don't do them a brain pleasure. That brain pleasure is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. It's God. And if the pastor not around, some people can only do good when somebody watching them. But what you going to do when they ain't watching you? Huh? The story is told when nobody watching. That's what the story is told. But we got to remember we got somebody watching us 24-7. And we got to let this mind be in us that is also was in Christ Jesus. We got to allow it to be. For it is God to will and to do of his good pleasure. Jesus wants to present us before the Father blameless. We got to pull off these dead weights and these grave clothes and knowing we can rise above any situation. If there be anyone tonight desires prayer, anyone needs salvation, you're welcome to come. You're so welcome to come. If there be one need restoring, you're welcome to come. You're so welcome to come. You're welcome to come.
there be one? Hit star 6 and come on over. Tonight is our night. It's our night. The Lord wants to heal us where we hurt. The Lord wants to deliver us. He wants to set the captives free. He wants to make our pathway straight. And if all our pathway made straight, he just want to build us. She sung the song, I need thee. I need him 24/7. I have need of the Lord. I have need of the Lord to wash me daily, cleanse me. I have need of the Lord to preserve me, keep me, build me, revive me, restore me. Wherever I have come short and where I'm lacking it, I have need of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Ali. I enjoy that telling us how we need to treat one another. Amen. I just love that. Amen. And Sister Janie, amen. I just called in tonight to pray for strength, asking for strength, that I'll be able to go a little long, a little further. Amen. I tell you, it get hard out here sometimes, but amen. How many know we need one another? We leaning on one another. Amen. So I'm just asking for prayer for strength tonight. God bless you. And thank you.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice. And we are
Amen.
Helpers one to the other. We
Amen.
Are to one another, encourage one another, uplift one another. We are each other's keeper. We really are. And we have to start acting up on that word. And that word has to become performed and manifested in us. We are. We are, Sister Packer. All right. Good to hear your voice. Ever Packer. Anyone else?
Yes, I'm Mary Watts, and I just enjoyed that word. Sister Packer invited me to join you all, and I just thank God that, you know how some people feel like they always been saved once they got saved and never came short, but I thank God that somebody is know that teach the real word, the true word, that we all come short and we are subject to, we fall down, but we get up by the grace of God. And I appreciate that word, and it really just stirred up some stuff in me. Let us know that we all have to repent daily and come before God, because God is waiting with open arms for us to repent. And I just thank God for everything that my ears have heard tonight.
God bless you, Sister Mary Watts. Mary Watts. Then I got you to know that name.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you. And that's what the Lord wants us to see. The word of God comes and just stir up our pure mind. It's come to stir us up, too.
Yes.
And to strengthen us and say, hey, now, I find myself leaning. Now the word of God will came to make us stand up straight.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Stand up straight. And then put
Praise
on strength.
God.
That's what
it does.
It's
Hallelujah.
Come to correct me. It come to correct me. God takes and knows that he loves.
Yes, he does.
Love us. He said, oh, no, I know you, my son, my daughter, you know better. So I'm going to do a reminder. I'm going to do a reminder, because I would that none of us be lost. I would none of y'all be lost, but that we all come to repentance. And we don't give ourselves an excuse that we continue. Paul said, should I continue in sin? That grace may abound? He said, no. Let God strengthen you where you are. Let God heal you where you hurt. Let God,
Amen.
Let the Lord. When I let go of me and I let God. Hey!
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank
when
you,
I
Lord.
Let go
Hallelujah.
Of me and let God, let go. God got great works for your hand.
Amen.
God want to show himself strong and mighty in your life.
And all, everything you're facing, everything you're going through, it's to bring him glory. It's
Amen.
To bring him praise. And that the work be of him. The work be of him. Because all
Amen.
Our righteous is filthy rags that in us should go.
Amen.
But
I thank
Lord,
God for just. Thank God for shining the light, turning the light on me tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Bless you.
Yeah, he'll show you yourself if you want to see.
The name
Amen.
Of our Lord. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Packer, for me advice, Sister Mary. God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
And thank
you.
God Sister Packer believes in this word. She believes in this ministry, and she know you're gonna get the, you're gonna get the truth. You're gonna get the truth. Now, what you do with it when we get it, that's on us.
Amen.
And you're gonna get in the spirit of love.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And if there be another one,
praise the Lord.
God, you could come and tell that too.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Beatrice Mullane, I thank God for the word on tonight because I really have been getting some good word. I got fed real good all the week. And then it looked like the enemy, he was coming at me, you know, even though I did right. But then the next person see it is wrong. But then they tried to put a stomach block before me. But then God let me know that I was being put through a test. And by me not saying nothing to this person, so that means that I passed the test. So I need strength on tonight because it really did weaken me some. I can't lie and say it, Danny, it really did. I seen time that I would say something, but I didn't say nothing. I just went head on. I said, just help me, Lord, help me. I
so
need
why
help.
Why you think that weakened you? See, the Bible says, so is the man thinking, so is he. Why you thought that weakened you? Because, see, you could have said something, but you did not. Why? You letting the law fight the battle. What you know your right, and what did you do? You went ahead, then. You
yes.
knew your right, and you went ahead. So don't speak a thing on you that God has spoken on you.
Okay.
You speak his word on you. Declare and decree his word on you. So why you say you weak? If you say you weak, then you become weak. Weak is not what people think is weak. Just because I didn't retaliate, that does not mean I'm weak.
Okay.
Just because I want to retaliate and I did not, that showed me I had strength and I had restraint. Hallelujah. And it's the Christ
Amen.
In you. It's the Christ in you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Jesus. Uh-huh. It's the Christ in you.
Thank you.
Became the greater.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, no, no. That is your weakness and it is your cowardice. The devil's a liar. Stop
Amen.
Speaking that on this night in the name of Jesus. I command you to stop. I command
Amen.
You to stop. I command you to stop in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Speak what
Thank
the Lord
Jesus.
Says about you.
Amen.
Christ in you is your
Amen.
Very hope. You strong, Paul. He said, Paul, you strong when you weak. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Weakness is not what people think is weak. Tell you, and you did not. That strength, not in your own self, but in the Lord. I'm going to pray that you allow the word to be offered that I'm going to pray that you allow God's word to be performed in you and through you.
Amen.
You speak the word on you and speak the word on every situation. And say, now,
okay.
Lord, this is your battle. Mine. Victory is mine. And the battle is yours. And by the way, Father, I'm already victorious. Now, just because I thought you was wrong, it don't mean you were wrong. That's my thought. So let me have my thought. And you continue to do what's right. When you search the scripture and when you search your heart and you find out that you did that know your rights and go ahead. In the name of Jesus, I command you to do so. I command you to do so. In the name of Jesus. God bless
you. Muted.
Sister Beatrice. Anyone else?
Unmuted.
Oh, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hi, Minister Ollie. This is Gwen.
Gwen, I bless you, Sister Gwen.
Okay, well, it's good to hear your voice.
Yours, too.
Thank you. So I have a few parts to this one. Okay, so I'm requesting prayers for my strength in the Lord because seem like even though I know I'm doing good, but it still seems like the devil's still trying because he know I'm doing good. So I need him to shook up off of me that part first. I don't like
you won't wait. You want him to get up off of you. What you say?
I need prayer to get any kind of negativity up off of me, whatever, because I know I'm not doing bad, and I know I'm trying to do good, and it just be things, little things, but things that's not 100% where I want them to be concerning the Lord. It's got some negativity in it. I need all that negativity gone because it's hindering me.
And how are you going to get the negativities going? How you do that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the cell line for that help right now.
The reason I asked you that question, when we begin to allow God's word to come back up in our spirit and in our hearts and in our mind and in our soul, we begin to, the word says, and not on the situation, because your trials come to make you, not to destroy you. See, we ask that we want God to take us out of the trial, but the trial comes to make you great. The trial comes to work the best of you out of you.
I'm sorry, Matt. Well, in that case, I would just like a prayer for strength.
Okay.
That'll solve that one, a prayer for strength. I pray for my family, and I'm trying to start a concession stand, a mobile concession stand, and I need my body to be used a proper way, my voice to be a proper way, my conversation to be a proper way, so I need strength in that as well.
You want to start a business, you say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to start one, and I need covering over that as well, because it's a few different doors. I just need, I know he got the doors that I need open, and the ones I need closed, so I need those doors as well. And last but not least, the PNN administrators and all the affiliates, because y'all doing something on here, and it's good stuff, so. Yeah, it needs to keep on just like that. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Green.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Praise him.
This is Sister Kathy Brown. I want to get prayer too, but I also want to say I thank and praise the Lord for how. You know, I was in a bad way. The devil was coming after me left and right. Every time I try to get up, you know, he'll come with something else. I mean, he was coming back to back, just steady coming back to back. And I just want to say I thank and praise the Lord for not giving up and for the Lord giving me strength not to give up and how I know prayers of the righteous was praying for me. I thank and praise the Lord for how I know now what I need to do in order. You know, I've been taught a lot from these words that's been coming the last past three or four, 5 weeks, you know. It's been a good word. It's been for me, not just for me, but it's, I've been taking it in. I've been learning from it. It's been lifting me up, and I'm not in the place where I was, and I thank and praise the Lord for it. And I just want to get prayer that the Lord continue to take me to another level to where I need to be at. And I feel like I'm making it where I need to be at in Him, because I've been taught so much from being on PNN and for not giving up. I thank God I didn't give up. It was time that I wanted to give up, but He didn't allow me to give up, and I thank and praise the Lord for it. So I just want to get prayer that the Lord continues to lift me up and get me in a place where, you know, He wants me to be, where I need to be at in Him. You know, I'm striving and I'm doing all I can do and all that I'm supposed to do in order to be, you know, in the place with Him. But, you know, I know it's some more work that I got to do, and I'm willing to do it. And I just want to get prayer for it. I just thank God for what He's doing in my life. I thank God for what He's doing in my life. I'm quiet, but I still, you know, I sit back and I listen and I learn, and I thank God for what I've been learning through listening, through being on PNN, and I thank and praise the Lord for it. I glorify the Lord for it. I glorify, and I thank Him and I praise Him for it. So y'all pray for me. Pray my strength in Him, and that I keep running for Him in Jesus' name. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. God bless you. Anyone else? If not, anyone else, Minister Brad, on the line? The name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, my name is Eudora, and first of all, I want to, like the lady previously, I want to thank God for the PN News Global. I have learned so much. And to you, Minister Ollie, I just love your teaching, your preaching. I love it. One day I would like to have the privilege to meeting you. But I just need to pray for strength and that God will keep me on this spiritual journey. I'm like a beginner, and I've noticed changes, and I want to continue with those changes. Sometimes it get a little rough, but I choose to continue on this road. I also always ask Him to, He's the potter, I'm the clay. Keep me on that potter's wheel.
Yeah.
Until He mold me into the vessel that He wants to use. I just want to thank God for you all. God bless you and continue to do God's work. Thank
now,
you again. Have a blessing.
Oh, hold on a minute, sister. What's your name now?
Eudora, E-D-O-R-A.
E-D-O-R-A, Eudora. Okay, Eudora.
Yes, ma'am.
Did I say that correctly? E-D-O-R-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and you know what, Eudora? He
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Keep you on the potter's wheel. He don't keep you on the potter's wheel.
Thank you.
He gonna make and mold you into all that He needs you to be, and all that's on you is gonna get burned off because you was created for His glory.
Yes.
You were made
you,
for His glory.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Nothing
thank you,
crazy,
Lord.
Nothing
and another thing I want to pray for is for Him to continue to work on me with unforgiveness. He has revealed so many of my flaws because I've been praying and praying that He could use me. So help me, you know, to sometimes, you know, we think that we're forgiving a person, but in all actuality, not. So pray for me to be able to forgive.
I
and
give
I thank you all for listening. Thank you all for praying. God bless
God
you.
God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Now, Father, Minister Bradley, anyone else on the line? Minister Bradley? No one else?
No one
now, Father God, thank you, dear. Thank you. We are grateful to you for your word. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus.
And Father, as I approach you tonight in the name of Jesus, on behalf of your people, because Father, you declared in your word that I can cast my cares upon you because you cares for me. Lord God, as I stand in the gap on the behalf of your people tonight, they are my care. Sister Kathy Brown is my care tonight. Lord, that you may continue to do the work that you started in her. That you may continue to strengthen her daily, God, in her inward part, in the name of Jesus. And that her job may be filled daily, Father, in the name of Jesus. That you may lead and guide her, God, in a plain path of righteousness for thy name's sake. And Father God, I pray for my sister Janie, Elder Packer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, she's your servant. She's your servant. Your anointing rests upon her, God. Your glory be revealed in her, God, in the name of Jesus. Your strength, not that she's short of knowing your word, but she must declare daily on her life. She must declare daily that the enemy is already defeated. And his victory is hers, God, in you, in the name of Jesus. That she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who loves her and who have called her according to his good pleasure or his purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her now, Lord. Strengthen her in her inward part. Strengthen her in her walk. Strengthen her in her ministry. Strengthen her, Father, in the name of Jesus, that her life will bring you glory. Her life will bring you. Strengthen her, God, that man can see. That man can see you. Man can behold you, your glory, in the name of Jesus. And mighty God, fight against those that fight against us. Help those that will help us. In the name of Jesus, encourage her daily. In the name of Jesus, Sister Watts. In the name of Jesus, Mary, God. Be with her, continue to lead and guide and direct her, Father. In the name of Jesus, and like you say, God, when you confess, God, because confessing is good for the soul. In the name of Jesus, when we can see our errors, and when we can understand our error, then you can strengthen, you can make our pathway straight, Father. And when we can confess a thing, then your forgiveness is there. In the name of Jesus, God, I want you to continue to work with us. Continue to lead and guide and direct us. Continue, God, that we will always look within ourselves. And that we will judge our own self, that you will have no need to judge us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I already know the enemy defeated, and everyone have came to this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Sister Beatrice, God, the enemy is already defeated in her life. He's already defeated in her life, in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we have to study to be quiet, that you may move on our behalf. That you made on our behalf, because the battle is definitely yours, and the victory is ours. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her now. Encourage her and uplift her, God. In the name of Jesus, but strengthen us in the mind. Strengthen the mind, God, because we can allow this mind to be in us. When we can allow this mind to be in us that was all so in Christ Jesus, we can rise above it and everything. Because no weapon formed against us going to prosper. When we believe what you said, God, we can stand strong. We can stand strong. And not out of the enemy's face, but right in his presence. Why? Because he prepares a table before us, Father, in the presence of our enemy. In the name of Jesus. Sister Guerre, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her what she needs strengthened in her inward. Build her up what she's been torn down. Encourage her what you need encouraging, Father. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide her in a plain path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, for Father, you brought her a long way. And we know, God, you have not brought her just for the leaver. And we know you're going to finish what you started in her. We know you're going to finish what you started in her. I know you're going to finish what you started in her. In the name of Jesus, cover her. We cover her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And the business that she wants, God. You bless it, and you lead, and you guide and direct her. And you close the doors that are not good for her. Open the doors that are good for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lead her to the right place that she can get the right help. She can get the right instruction. She can get right, God, and that things will be right in the, her blessing can flow. Blessing can flow. Because, God, If her ways be pleasing to you, I declare she can eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm.
She can eat the good of the land. She can eat the good of the land. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cause us to put ourselves under that Christ can be glorified in her. In the name of Jesus. We cover her family now, Father. In the name of Jesus. We cover her walk. We cover her thinking. We cover her wherever she goes. For you are with her. In the name of Jesus, she always makes mention of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. She always wants you to continue to bless this ministry. God, in the name of Jesus, that others can be blessed because she blessed. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, sit to her and help her, God, in the place of where it's hard for her to do the unforgiveness. And you said, God, if we confess with our mouth, if we just confess a thing, you are just and faithful to forgive us. Now, she don't confess this. Now, since she don't did it open, now, God, the enemy has no more authority in that area. Has no more can hold her in captivity in that area. She has to know that God, when I forgive, it sets her free. It releases her. Because when she comes into that forgiveness, then you can forgive her for any trespasses and forgive others. Then we cannot receive forgiveness. Just because we forgive, it does not mean we have to trust. Because trust is like a paycheck. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. And when we lose it, then it got to be earned all over again. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her pathway. Strengthen her. Finish the work you started in her, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, for all of us, create within us. Create within us, God. In the name of Jesus, create within us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. And forgive us, God, of all our trespasses. Lead and guide us in a plain path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, cover our minds. Cover our minds. Cover our mind and let us be careful for nothing, Father. In the name of Jesus, for everyone that have named the name of the Lord from all four corners of the earth, God, for in them, be with them, guide them, direct them. And everyone in leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything not like you, I already know you're going to pull it down and tear it down. And everything, God, that's done in the dark, going to be uncovered, because that's what your word says. That's what your word says. That things that have been done, you will uncover in the name of Jesus. And we got to prove what fault we're made out of. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless Minister Bradley in the work of her hands. Continue to bless those that bless her. And God, be with the PENN advisors. Be with their family. Strengthen their family. Heal their family. Deliver their family. Guys, direct them, cover them, God, in every good work. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, bless the Samaritan. Continue to work with her, lead and guide her and direct her, Father, in the way you desire her to go. All those that participate, wherever they praise, is God. Sister Fan, in the name of Jesus, cover. Cover, God, keep her body healed. In the name of Jesus, keep her body healed. Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, the sun, bird, God, wherever they praise may be tonight. Every minister, everyone that works in the kingdom of the Almighty God and kingdom builders, in Jesus' name, we do pray. We thank you now for all things. Name, bless these people. Bless these people. Bless each and every one of them with strength from on high. We bless them in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be strong, my brothers and sisters, in the Lord and in the power of his might. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Glory to God. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Did not our hearts burn on tonight? Glory to God with this word that came to stir us to get us right, to get our mind thinking right, amen, teaching us how we should treat one another, what we need to do in order that we can be like-minded in the faith on tonight. Glory to God, so that there would be no need, even as the scripture says on tonight, to do anything through strife or vainglory. Amen. We give God thanks for this word on tonight, powerful word. And as always, as the word comes, it helps us to search ourselves and shines a light upon us so that we can see ourselves, so that we can yield ourselves unto the Lord, that he can take out everything that's not like him, that he can remove it far from us as we repent and cause us to line up with the word of God, to cause us to line up with the word of God. So we bless the Lord tonight for this word. I tell you, even as the word was coming to, amen, as the presenter was coming to, amen, the end, all I can say is let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen. This was that type of word. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, it came. Amen. It cut out. It took out those things that were not like God. But yet and still, we felt good. Our joy was stirred by the word, by what the Lord has spoken unto us on tonight. So we bless God. We give him thanks. We again give him praise. People of God, we want to, as always, let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. We have to tell you it's free because we're trying to get the word out. We want to get the word out, and just listening even at our participants, just talking about how they've been so blessed by the word here on PNN, we know that there are others. Likewise, that I have been blessed by the word that have come here on the PNN. We've been watched. We've been cleansed. We've been purified. And we have yet grown in the grace of the Lord. So we want to continue that this word can do the same for others who may not be able, or who may not, glory to God, be able to get this word, or may not be in the church. This is the time, this is the hour that we go beyond the walls. We must go beyond the walls. And this is certainly beyond the walls. Amen. Glory to God. It is an open heaven. So whosoever will, let them come. Let them come. For God is a spirit. And as the scripture declares, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're trying to get you, people of God, to spirit. We're bringing you to kingdom. We're bringing you to kingdom so that wherever you are, you won't remain there, but that you will be changed by the word of God. So help us to get the word out. Again, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. You can certainly text on tonight. We'll give you a couple of numbers. We'll give you a couple of numbers on tonight that you can text on tonight, and the first number is, people of God, get your pen, your paper. Your first number is 229-290914. Again, that's 229-529-0914. The second number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Text either one of those numbers and let them know you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, and they will get it to you as quickly as possible. For our international listeners, you may certainly get a copy. Reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. That's for our international listeners. Also, we just want to remind you that you can also listen to our broadcast as often as you like. You may go out to our Facebook page, our Prayer News Network Facebook page. There we do house all of our, or the majority of our broadcasts. You can go out, listen as often as you can. click and send via messenger, click and tag someone. Glory to God that someone can be blessed. Also, the new ReArc Prayer Group 52 page, our prayer group, you can certainly go out there. There we house the broadcast as well. Amen. Or one more. You may go out to Blog Talk Radio. Go out to Blog Talk Radio. There, just put in Google Prayer News Network, and Blog Radio will come up. It's there on Radio 6. So we are trying again to get this word out to all and to many people as we can, so that someone can be blessed, so that someone can be saved, delivered, and set free. Amen. That's what it's all about, people of God. Walking in the liberty of God. Walking, glory to God, in this liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. Amen. So we thank God for you, Minister Ali. God bless you tonight. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. You really went forth on tonight, and we bless the Lord for you. We just want to pray that the Lord would now strengthen you. We pray that the Lord would cause his anointing to rest even now upon you in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we ask that you would strengthen her now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking, oh God, that you would breathe upon her now in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you, as she has ministered to the need of others, we're asking that you would meet her need. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she has need of. Father, we're asking that you would bless her now in the precious name of Jesus. Give her her heart's desire. Glory to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless her ministry. We're asking that you would bless her children. We're asking that you would bless her family on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to have your way in our life. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to again breathe afresh upon your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for this word. We're thanking you for this word, oh God, that you've spoken unto your people. We bless you, oh, glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your servant now. Glory to God. We're asking that you have your cause your faith to shine upon her. Cause your faith to shine upon her in great measure. We pray in the precious name of Jesus, Father. We're asking that you would do a new thing in her life. And we thank you now. We thank you for the new thing.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you now. We thank you, glory to God,
thank
for blessing
you.
The works of her hand. We thank you now. Thank you for lead, guiding, and directing her, oh God, unto all truth. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover her. Cover her family. Cover everything that's connected to her. Cover in your shed blood, we do pray. We do bind the hand of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, cover your servant tonight. Cover. Father, cover tonight. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any backlash. We forbid any retaliation. We forbid it tonight as sons of God. We stand in the power and the authority wherewith you've given to us, your people. And we forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you now for these things. Oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus, in our hearts on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again tonight, woman of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We bless God for you. At this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. God bless you. We love you, woman of God.
God bless you. Love you all. God bless you all. God strengthen you all. Stay encouraged, saints. Stay encouraged and stay looking to the hill for which comes your help, knowing all your help coming from the Lord. Stay running to him. Tina, hunger and thirst after him. Just continue to do that you know is right. And then tell you now that every day going to be sunshine. But he did promise that he'll fulfill your joy. He'll fulfill your joy, and he'll give you peace. He'll give you peace in the midst of your trouble. As we just continue to do that, that is right. You do what's right. We do what's right. And for whatever and everything above everything else, we got to take on the shield of faith, and we must love. Out of everything else, Frank, we must love. We must love ye one another, even as Christ have loved us. God bless you tonight. I love each and every one of you all. God cover you. God bless your homes. God bless your families. God bless the work of your hand. God bless your mind. God bless your finances. God bless whatever your feet tread and whatever your hand touches. God be with you. May God be with you. May his face shine upon each and every last one of you all. For in this, in Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you for all things. God bless you. Good night. Good night. And we love you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you, Minister Bradley, and the work of your hand in this ministry global. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for your people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We again want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back. Bring somebody with you. Tell them about the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.